PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words prevent and assistant. Ah, yes, another sunny day in the city. And Mr. Botsford and Becky are at the park for a carefree day of fun.
Ooh, Dad, can we fly a kite?
I don't think so. Not with those thorny rose bushes so close. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that. And it's coming from over there.
Prickly Pete, the town's prized porcupine.
Don't worry, little guy, we'll save you.
I don't think so, Becky. Too dangerous.
Dad, Pete needs us. Please let me climb the tree. I can do this.
Okay, Becky. I guess if I really keep an eye on you. I can't believe I'm allowing this. Okay, get serious. Careful now, careful now. I'm here for you. Be brave.
Hi, Pete. Need a lift?
Don't get distracted. Don't let anything distract you. Think about your mother.
See? I told you it was easy.
Oh, I'd better assist her.
No, 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 Dad. Dad, don't. Pete!
I've got you, little buddy.
Dad, why did you do that?
Becky, I'm your father, and one of my jobs is to protect you and keep you safe.
Dad, I'm getting older. I can climb a tree without your help. I can do a lot of things without your help.
What are you saying?
I guess I'm saying I wish you would stop helping me so much.
Oh, well, since helping my children is how I spend most of my time, what do you suggest I do instead of helping you?
Maybe you could help other people. You know, people who need it.
Okay, I will. I'll find people in the neighborhood who need my help. I'll be Tim Botsford, neighborhood assistant. I made up this song.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Tim Botsford, neighborhood assistant, and I'm here to assist Word Girl. Hi, Word Girl.
Hi. But no need, sir. Captain Huggyface and I have this under control.
Oh, so, are you sure? Because I got nowhere to be.
Oh, yeah. I've defeated Chuck lots of times. It's easy.
Word Girl, this nice man offers to help you stop a dangerous supervillain, and you tell him to get lost?
No. I will just not help, I guess.
Ha!
You know, now that I think about it, Huggy and I really could use your help.
Really? Are you kidding? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
That was really nice of you, Word Girl.
Thanks, Chuck. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. While Chuck and I have our big battle, you stand over to the side. And when the police come, you can tell them what happened!
A big battle? That sounds way too dangerous.
No, it's okay. I'm a superhero.
You're also just a kid, and battling villains is dangerous business. I'll take care of this. Excuse me. Charles, you give me the keys to that food truck before someone gets hurt.
First, let me ask you something. Do you have superpowers?
Well, I'm super helpful, and I'm super friendly.
But no superpowers, right?
No. On the superpowers, no.
Good.
Whoop! Oh, hello! Oh my, didn't see that coming.
So long. Thanks for all the help.
Woo! Sorry, word girl. I'm not 100% sure I can say I assisted you.
Sure you can. The word assist means to help in some way or lend a hand. For example, Huggy is my sidekick, so whether we're fighting crime or cleaning up our secret hideout, I can always count on him to help or assist me to get the job done. And even though Chuck got away, you tried to protect me. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you, word girl. Your definition of the word assist makes me want to assist you even more.
Oh, you don't have
I don't mind. You can expect to see a lot more of Tim Botsford, Neighborhood Assistant. And you know, right now, I think we could use an assist getting out of this mustard.
Later, at the Botsford's house...
That pencil's getting a little dull for my liking.
Ugh, this is getting out of hand.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, Dad.
So... I see you're working on some homework there.
That's right.
Well, don't worry, Becky. I will not try to help you.
Actually, I was hoping you could help me with something.
What is it? I'll do anything.
This bookmark has a rip in it. Maybe you could tape it up so I don't get a paper cut.
A paper cut? Nope. Stop right there, Tim. Better not. You were right before. You're growing up. It's time I let you fly free. That's why I've been assisting people who need my help. Like today, I even helped Word Girl.
Yeah, I don't think you should help Word Girl.
Wait a minute. First you don't want me to help you, now you don't want me to help Word Girl?
I just meant that she already has Captain Huggy Face to assist her, so...
Becky, Word Girl never told me she didn't want my help. You're the one who said that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I can hear from where I'm standing that your mother needs a fresh eraser.
Step away from the taco truck, Chuck!
Word girl!
First a sushi truck, now a taco truck? Why are you stealing food trucks?
Because they're doing it all wrong. A food truck should sell sandwiches, not sushi or tacos or noodles. Oh, by the way, I also stole a noodle truck.
If you want to prevent people from eating sushi or tacos or noodles, you should just open up a food truck that sells sandwiches.
Word girl, I am way ahead of you. Say hello to Chuck, the evil sandwich-making truck. What do you think, huh?
Do we have a customer, Chucky Boo?
No, Ma, it's just Word Girl, not a customer, all right?
Oh, forget it then. Wait, is that your mom assisting you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Not good. You know, she thinks I can't do anything by myself.
Chucky! Well, I know how that is. I'm having the same problem with...
Tim Botsford, Neighborhood Assistant!
Chucky, I can't find the mayo!
Could you guys excuse me for a second? I'll be right out for our battle.
I'll be here.
Ma, it's on the shelf. I told you, you're embarrassing me when I battle.
What shelf, Chucky? There's 100 shelves here. So you're here. Again.
Right? And just in time to assist you while you battle Chuck.
Actually, Huggy and I would like to handle this one on our own.
Before we defeat Chuck, I want you to put this on.
A bike helmet? You mean I should put it on top of this helmet?
Safety equipment doesn't just look cool. It prevents you from getting hurt.
Oh, come on now.
I'm back. Who wants mustard?
Ah! Oh, did it?
Mom, why is there no mustard in my condiment ray?
I used it to fill the condiment trays!
Why would you do that?
I thought we might be busy!
Why would we be busy? We haven't had...
Word girl, you look upset about something. Is it me? You can tell me if it's me. Just say if it's me. Yes or no, is it
me? Yes! Every time you try to help me do my job, You end up preventing me from doing my job.
I'm preventing you from doing your job?
Yes. See, the word prevent means to keep something from happening. For example, if Chuck is about to commit a crime, but Huggy and I stop him before he can do it, you say we prevented the crime.
And Tim Botsford is there to assist.
No! You're not assisting. You think you are, which is nice, but when you help me with stuff I don't need help with, you end up preventing me from preventing a crime.
I think I get what you're saying, word girl. When I try to help someone with something they don't really need help with, it's not really help.
Yes!
This is probably why my daughter Becky asked me to stop helping her!
Yes! And the thing is, your daughter really does want your help.
She does?
But only with things she actually needs help with, not with things she already knows how to do.
I see. So I should help her with things that she doesn't know how to do yet, things that she needs help learning.
Right!
Thanks, word girl. Now hurry up and defeat Chuck so I can tell Becky the good news and start helping her again.
Great idea, Mr. Botsford.
Go get him, word girl. I'll be right here helping you by, not helping. You know what I mean.
Don't you tell me I don't know how to make a sandwich.
Wait a minute. Were we always this high up off the ground?
I don't think so. Whoa! I'll take this food truck to go. To jail.
Ha. Huh. Maybe I could sell sandwiches in jail, but not these ones. You did them wrong, Ma.
The next day at the park.
Thanks for teaching me how to fly a kite, Dad.
Becky, I'm glad to help. Okay, when I say go, I want you to run real fast, and then I'll let go of the kite. Ready?
Ready!
Go!
And so, once again, with Chuck's crime spree stopped, Tim Botsford, neighborhood assistant, is able to spend time assisting his favorite girl in the neighborhood.
Pull on the string, Becky! Pull on the string! Pull on the string! Pull on, you're doing fine, you're doing fine. Don't...
With stuff she actually needs help with. Goodbye for now, loyal viewers. Here's hoping nothing will prevent you from watching the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is consume. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily, go ahead.
Consume means to eat or drink up. In all those clips, people were consuming or preparing to consume different kinds of food.
That's correct. Congratulations. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's... Phil, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm just really hungry. And seeing all that food is making my stomach grumble.
Sorry to hear that. Anyway, Huggy, show Emily what she's won. A lifetime supply of animal crackers for you and everyone in this room.
Ooh, can I have one?
Sure, after the bonus round. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's words are distant and transport. The energy monster is on a rampage, and Word Girl is nowhere to be found. What an exciting way to start an episode. Where's Word Girl when we need her?
Sorry we're late. Long story. I was checking out the debate club bake sale all the way across town.
Just please stop the mayhem.
Oh, right. Well, it's worth a shot. Somebody replaced all the hot dogs with electricity. Ooh, yummy! Now, Huggy! You know, Huggy, sometimes being a superhero is pretty fun.
Are you a fan of Pretty Princess? Well, then you're going to love the amazing show that's coming to your town in the not-too-distant future. Want to hear what it is?
Yes.
I can't hear you. because this is a TV commercial.
Tell me what it is!
It's Pretty Princess on roller skates!
Roller skates?
So buy your tickets and come see the show that up until just this minute, you had no idea you totally needed to see!
I totally need to see Pretty Princess on roller skates!
Meanwhile, across town at the Debate Club bake sale...
Fellow students and people who happen to be walking by, ask yourselves, are you hungry? Do you expect to be hungry very soon? Do you know anyone who is currently hungry? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should buy one of our delicious chocolate and coconut granola bars and help the Debate Club buy new podiums.
Sorry I'm late, you guys. Guess what? I came up with the perfect way to spend the money we make selling granola bars.
I thought we decided to get new podiums.
But I found something better, something way more exciting than some boring old podiums.
Boring new podiums?
We're all going to Pretty Princess on roller skates! Debate Club field trip! You guys, how excited are we?
Let me get this straight. Instead of buying new podiums, which we need...
And which are basically just wooden boxes, am I right?
You think we should buy tickets to a show that has nothing to do with the Bait Club?
Yes! And transport ourselves to a distant, magical world of princesses. On roller skates!
But last week, when you said we needed new podiums, we all agreed with you. Which never happens in Debate Club, because we're a debate club. You guys want new podiums, right?
Wow, this is a tricky spot. Because technically, I think the debate club president is allowed to decide how we use the bake sale money. So that's what we're using the money for.
Becky,
Scoops, I'm afraid this isn't up for debate. Now, who wants to sell some granola bars? Excuse me, miss. Want a healthy snack?
Not up for debate. That's the name of the club!
Meanwhile, back at the marina, a loud and destructive traveler arrives from a distant land.
No can the contrarian!
That is my name. Do wear it out!
Hi. Are you here to do what you usually do?
What does No can usually do?
Well, usually we ask you not to be destructive, but you always do the opposite and break a lot of stuff.
No can is here, and No can is hungry!
If you're looking for food, there's a grocery store right over here. That's where people usually get their groceries.
No can rejects that idea. No can does not do what people usually do. Oh, does No can smell chocolate, coconut, granola? Where are these three ingredients hiding?
I guess you're smelling the granola bars from the bake sale over at the school, but that's all the way across town. Pretty distant, actually.
No can wants granola bars! No can will set sail for the bake sale!
Well, there's no river to sail a boat down, so that's pretty much impossible.
Then No can will make a river by digging! No can!
Well, so much for not being destructive. Back at the bake sale, there's not much selling going on.
Granola bars! Help us go see Pretty Princess on roller skates!
Becky, are you sure you won't change your mind about the podiums? Because, wow, will they be great!
Not changing my mind, Scoops.
I think you're being a little unfair. The rest of us really want those podiums. Are you even listening?
No can!
Do you hear that, Scoops?
Hear what? Me making a convincing argument for podiums?
No, it sounds like distant trouble.
What kind of trouble?
The distant kind, as in far, far away.
Hey, you know what else is distant? My hopes of getting new podiums.
I need to run an errand, but keep selling those granola bars, you guys. Sell, sell, sell!
Food! For sale! Yum! Come on, you guys.
No can!
Hi, No can. First of all, welcome back. Here to fill me in on what you're up to?
No! No can is too busy digging a river to the bake sale so he can fill his ship with granola bars and sail back to his distant homeland!
And I think you just told me all I need to know. Wait, you want granola bars? From the bake sale?
Indeed! Of the chocolate and coconut variety!
And you want all of them?
Each and every delicious smelling one!
Well, that's great news! I'd be happy to transport the granola bars over to you so you can stop tearing up the street.
Word Girl would transport the granola bars to No-Can and save him the trouble of digging? No-Can's arms are getting sleepy!
Sure! I'll bring them here and then you can pay me for them.
No way! No-Can won't pay!
You won't pay?
When No-Can arrives at Bake Sale, No-Can will take... No-Can! Bake Sale!
I just washed this cape.
Oh, hey, Word Girl.
Scoops, what are you doing here? You should be back at the bake sale.
I took a little break to come report on the city's new river.
Is the rest of the club still selling the granola bars?
Yeah, but I'm not sure their hearts are in it anymore.
My heart's just not in it anymore.
Oh, no! If we don't sell all those granola bars before No-Can gets there, we won't have money to buy anything! Let's go!
Whoa!
Ah! You guys, we have to sell these granola bars right now! No-Can the Contrarian is transporting his ship here to take them all away! Without paying!
No-Can is doing what with his ship?
Transporting. See, if you transport something, it means you move it from one place to another. And we need to sell these granola bars before No-Can transports them all back to Contraria. Come on!
Becky, I hate to tell you this. Some of us are thinking of leaving the debate club and starting our own formal discussion club.
What's a formal discussion club?
Pretty much the same thing as debate club, but without you as president.
What did I do wrong?
You've been completely unfair when it came to how to use the bake sale money. We all wanted to do one thing, and you insisted on doing the opposite. You wouldn't listen to anybody.
Wow. I guess I've been behaving just like...
No-Can!
Yes, No-Can. Wow. That's an interesting comparison.
No-Can must have granola bars!
Okay, No-Can. Let's finish this. But first, let me explain why you can't have these granola bars. These granola bars are essential to the debate club getting new podiums, which is a position that debate club president Becky Botsford just told me she fully supports.
No-Can is yawning! He will take the granola bars to the distant land of Contraria now!
Quick, Huggy! Emergency plan number 231!
Funny monkey! Funny monkey trap! Finally, granola bars are No-Cans!
What are those? Hey, No-Can! What are those boxes for?
They are fancy boxes used to hold gold coins and treasure, but now they are empty.
Huh. So, I bet you really want them, right? Because if I were you, I would totally want those fancy boxes, and I would never give them away.
You think No-Can wants those boxes? No-Can does not want those boxes! No-Can cannot stand the sight of those boxes! They are taking up valuable granola bar space! No-Can has granola bars! Now No-Can sails away! No-Can!
Oh, hey, guys! Did No-Can leave already? Whoa! Look at those amazing new debate podiums! Where'd you get them?
Podiums? These are just fancy rectangular boxes.
I disagree. I think they would make amazing, one-of-a-kind debate podiums.
Wow! They are pretty cool. Way better than the ones we were gonna buy. And they came from No-Can's boat.
How's that for free shipping? Now, how should we raise money for the tickets? I propose dog sitting.
And so the debate continues, and so does the debate club, but with way better podiums than they had before.
Or car sitting.
Be sure to transport yourself back here in the not-too-distant future for the next exciting episode of Word, Word, Girl, 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 Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of... Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word consume. You're ready to play the bonus round? Great! Take a look at these pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for consume. Emily!
It's number one. In that picture, Huggy is consuming sausages.
That is correct! Which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. A lifetime supply of milk for you and everyone in this room!
Okay, see you next time, Mom.
May I have a word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!